Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Dan Karpuk and Rick Chapsky, and we've got an NBA odds boost for all of you today on Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson to each have over 2.5 made threes. This is boosted to plus 425 at Caesars. Randle had two games in his last four where he hit this over by a lot with 5 and 8 threes, and Brunson frequently comes close to hitting this over, so there is great value in both of these to happen tonight.
Yeah, and in the month of January, Randle made an average of 2.8 threes on 8.7 attempts from deep per game. He recorded 3+ made threes in 6 different games, so the volume is going to be there again tonight. Brunson also went over 2.5 made threes 6 different times in January, averaged 2.5 made threes on 5.1 attempts per game, and he shot 44.7% from three-point range in the month as well. The Heat ranked 6th worst in the NBA in terms of three-point percentage defense at 36.6%, and they also allow an average of 13.2 made threes per game. That's the 3rd most in the NBA. So all of those factors put together, this is a lot of value here.
Lucy, I forgot to say this before we started. Dan was going to steal a couple of my nuggets, and I knew he was. And he just read down the list of things that I have.
Nugget, you know, robbery. Yeah, my exactly. Goodness.
Did you know Julius Randle shot 8.7 threes in the month of January? Yes,
Dan. Was that going to be a trivia question?
Yeah. No.
Guess
no,
how
trivia's
many?
Your trivia later. Your trivia's later. Okay. But wait. Miami 8th in percentage of threes that teams take against them. So people take a lot of threes against Miami, and they make the 6th most against Miami. So the New York Knicks and these two guys take a lot of threes. Miami gives up a lot of threes. It's about a 19% implied odds. So 1 out of every 5 times, if this hits, you actually make money on this bet. So why not? You know, Dan finished all my other stats, so I like it here. One more. Wait, hold on. One more. Julius Randle last week, he had 2 games where he shot 12 threes. He was 8 for 12, and the other game he was 5 of 13.
Wow.
So, opportunity. 25 Love threes that. From Julius Randle in back-to-back games. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, so a 2.5. I mean, my goodness. So that those two combined plus 425 at Caesars. Get in on that, for goodness sakes. And head to BetQL.com and get your free 30-day trial today. And check out our exclusive sports book offers there as well. And, of course, follow us on Twitter at Daniel Karpuk, at RickCZ1, and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for today, I'm going with the Bucks minus 4.5 against the Clippers. The Bucks have covered the spread in 3 of their last 5 games, have won their last 5 straight, while the Clippers have failed to cover in 6 of their last 10 on the road. The Bucks are also 16-9 against the spread at home this season. The Clippers are 27-26 against the spread this season, so they barely have a winning record when it comes to covering. And the Bucks have covered 6 of their last 8 as the favorite and are 22-14-1 against the spread as the favorite. So I like them to cover once again, Bucks minus 4.5 against the Clippers tonight.
Nice. Before you go, Dan, with these Clippers, it's really interesting. And someone brought this up. Who wins the Pacific? It's because right now, Sacramento has a 2-game lead on the Clippers, 3.5 on the Warriors, and 3.5 on the Suns. And the Suns, obviously, Lucy saw it yesterday. They look terrible. And they were the prohibitive favorite early on in this season. And now it's anyone's game. Is Sacramento really going to win that division?
It could happen. I mean, the Warriors look like they're going to rest all their starters on the second half of back-to-backs all season long. I think as long as they get into the playoffs, that is what it is. That's what they're aiming to do. So, I mean, the Clippers look like they're going to rest guys too. So,
yeah.
Could the Kings actually do
could
it?
Could the Kings do this?
They could. I really think they
Why
could.
Why not?
Which is nuts to think about. Like, think about someone telling you that before the season started.
Yeah.
Wild. Unbelievable.
That's one of those things in this betting landscape that, you know, if someone would have been like, I'm going to put money on the Sacramento Kings to win the division at 200,000-1 to start, you know, you'd have been like, you're burning your money. But
look at it. Now. Yeah.
They need to make a trade. If they make a trade for a backup center, but I digress, Dan.
Yeah. I mean, if you pick Sacramento, tweet us your bet slips and
yes,
brag
please.
A little bit. I'm going to stick with that game. I'm going to go Paul George. over 35 and a half points, rebounds, and assists. I got this at minus 122 at FanDuel. Over his last four games, PG-13 has gone over this mark three times. Should be involved in a back-and-forth high-scoring affair tonight. Lucy, like you just mentioned, you know, the Bucks have a little bit of an edge here. I think this is going to be a very high-scoring game. This has a healthy 230 and a half point total. Milwaukee's defense has been very suspect lately. I did want to mention this. They allowed 130 points to the hobbled Pistons, 131 to the Pacers without Tyrese Halliburton, and 115 last game to the Hornets, which are one of the least efficient offensive teams in the NBA. So I expect this to be a ceiling performance for Paul George in front of the national TNT audience tonight. Over 35 and a half points, rebounds, and assists.
Nice. Yeah. Should be a fun game there. I am going to my college basketball. Been on a roll here. Been doing real well in college basketball. One of my favorite conferences, the Horizon League. And no, it's not ooey pooey. I'm not fading them. They've covered their last four. I think the sports books are finally catching up here and making those lines so ridiculous that IUPUI is actually covering games. But no, I'm going with a first place team, and that is Youngstown State -5.5. It's a four-way tie. And remember here, with these conference tournaments just a couple of weeks away, these teams want the top seeds because they get like those quadruple buys into like the semifinals, you know, if you get those one or two seeds. So this is an important game for Youngstown State as they take on Wright State, who they beat on the road earlier in the year. Now they're at home, only a 5.5 point favorite. They're one of the best ranked teams, according to all like the KenPom and the net ratings, is Youngstown State. They're led by Dwayne Cohill, a very balanced offense. They have four guys who average 12 or more points, and they are second in points per possession in all of college basketball, fourth in 3-point percentage, and sixth in points per game. So they can score. And when you're looking for a team in a small division like this, a small conference like this, you want them to score. Youngstown State can score. Lucy, I've given you this before, this trivia, so you should know it.
Okay.
Youngstown State's mascot is?
The Hoosiers. No. I don't know. Who could Penguin? It possibly?
Penguins?
Dan got it. It's the
Penguins. Yes!
Penguins!
Yes, because if anything associated with the middle of Ohio, it
that's
is
what I was thinking. You know, yeah. Where do penguins live? Middle of Ohio. I
mean, well, obviously.
All makes sense.
Obviously. That's a great trivia question, Rick. Thank you for that information. And get in on all of this and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.